I'm Michael Lippin, and this is Voice of America's VOA China 360, a weekly podcast looking at how China influences the rest of the world and how China is influenced by the world. This week, the United States sends one of its top military officers to Beijing to try to calm Chinese leaders who are worried about a U.S. plan to deploy a missile defense system in South Korea. U.S. Army Chief of Staff Mark Milley met with his Chinese counterpart on August 16th to discuss the plan for Seoul to host a U.S. unit of Terminal High Altitude Area Defense, also known as THAAD. The U.S. Embassy in Beijing said Milley described the deployment as a defensive measure to protect South Korea's people and Americans based there from a North Korean ballistic missile threat. Milley also said the planned 2017 deployment announced by Seoul and Washington last month will not pose a threat to China in any way. That's exactly what Chinese leaders have feared. They responded to the U.S.-South Korean announcement by complaining that THAAD will weaken China's position in the regional balance of power.
Their fear is that this is a weapon system that can be used to neutralize their nuclear deterrent.
That's Brad Glosserman, Executive Director of Foreign Policy Research Institute Pacific Forum, which is based in Hawaii. Speaking on the phone to my colleague Victor Beatty, Glosserman says there are several reasons why Chinese leaders are upset about the U.S. persuading its ally South Korea to host THAAD.
Number one, the fact that they had made their displeasure to the South Koreans known about this deployment, and the South Koreans went ahead and deployed anyway. So it's clearly a slap in the face to them and a rejection of the notion of Chinese influence that the Chinese would like to have. The South Koreans made that decision after a long and agonizing process where they waited and gave Beijing every opportunity to try to help to diminish or neutralize the North Korean threat. And China didn't deliver. So the South Koreans reluctantly pursued this program. So number one, it's the loss of influence. Number two, I think the perceived insult to Chinese interests. Three, I think there is a concern perhaps over the future that you may have a system that could develop and be integrated with other pieces of technology. It does become a potential threat to Chinese capabilities. And finally, number four, and I think the really deep concern, is that this is proof of a much deeper integration of the United States and South Korean defense in ways that suggest that this is a really robust and effective and enduring alliance. And then in conjunction with similar developments in Japan, and perhaps even, and this is I think a deep Chinese fear, in Taiwan, you see the potential development of a very, very robust defense system in Northeast Asia that would just really deeply engage and entrench the United States and its allies in the region in ways that I think that the Chinese consider detrimental to their long-term interests.
It was not clear whether China's chief of the People's Liberation Army, Li Zuocheng, was persuaded by U.S. General Milley's assurances about THAAD. The Chinese Defense Ministry said Li told Milley that Beijing hopes both sides can increase cooperation, appropriately handle disputes, and manage and control risks. China's attitude toward South Korea has been less restrained. Council on Foreign Relations Korea analyst Scott Snyder tells me that he's seen signs of Chinese threats to punish Seoul economically, including by canceling South Korean pop concerts in China.
It's hard to say yet whether there's a direct correlation with the South Korean decision to deploy the THAAD system, in part because it's not uncommon to have sudden cancellations of Korean concerts in China, apparently. It's not necessarily a steady, I guess, business in terms of predictability. With regards to the cancellation of South Korean media programs, so far I have not seen anything to say that has been implemented, but I'm not completely sure. The other thing that has occurred is China has restricted the process for South Koreans to apply for visas to visit China in such a way that it's now necessary for South Korean tourists to present their passports directly to the Chinese visa-issuing agency rather than sending a photocopy in. So that's probably going to slow the volume of South Korean tourism to China.
Snyder says China's strategy of economic threats and diplomatic protests is meant to draw a line in the sand that it doesn't want the U.S. and South Korea, also known as Republic of Korea, to cross.
They want to make sure that the scope of the U.S.-ROK military alliance remains confined to focusing on the North Korean threat because of their own perception that if they don't limit the scope of the alliance to the peninsula, that the alliance could become a danger to China's own security. So I think that's the reason why they've kind of stood firm in terms of trying to draw a line delimiting the nature of the capabilities that the alliance has with regard to a system that actually has a potential dual-use component to it.
So far, the U.S. and South Korea have not budged. They say the THAAD deployments will go ahead. So is the Chinese strategy working?
Well, I think the Chinese have miscalculated a little bit. For one, in South Korea, and from the perspective of the United States, this is a missile defense system that they have decided they want to deploy because they see an expanded North Korean missile threat, including intensified frequency of testing of mid-range missiles by North Korea last year and this year. The Chinese objection to the THAAD system is related to the fact that the radar could potentially cover parts of mainland China, but it would require some adjustments in terms of the configuration of the deployment in order to be able to actually configure it to be able to defend against missiles from mainland China. So those objections that the Chinese have put forward, I don't think that so far they've really held water for the U.S. and ROK military planners who are focused on expanded North Korean offensive missile threat.
Snyder says China also has drawn skepticism about whether it is objecting to THAAD for purely military reasons.
The telling component of the Chinese response has been that despite U.S. and South Korean offers to provide a technical briefing regarding the capabilities of the system, the Chinese have rejected those particular offers. So it means that they're really viewing this deployment through a political lens.
So I asked the Council on Foreign Relations analyst if Chinese leaders have any other options for trying to counter the U.S. and South Korean missile defense plan.
Well, so far I think that what they're doing is trying to use rhetorical and diplomatic measures to express concern about perceived strategic vulnerability related to the deployment. And then I'm sure that there must be Chinese military planners who are also taking into account potential countermeasures that China might take in the event of a potential conflict involving the United States that really would probably end up focusing on the question of whether to target U.S. military bases in South Korea and Japan. This would be consistent with Chinese military planning related to the ability to defend their own areas and also potentially target U.S. aircraft carriers as sources of potential offensive threat to China.
No such Chinese military action appears imminent. But a Chinese general who joined a web forum hosted by the state-run Global Times news site on August 11th said Beijing should tell neighboring countries, "Whoever challenges us will be spanked." Users of Chinese microblogging site Weibo had some pretty strong reactions to that general's comment. Here's one. "Well said, General. This is exactly what we need to do. We, as a great power, shouldn't be too petty, but we do have a bottom line. Anyone who crosses that line, we will make them pay." Another user was not too impressed, saying, "This general is an idiot, thinking so much of himself. Talking big is the only thing he can do." And this user called for caution, writing, "This kind of language alienates China in the Asia-Pacific region. We need to be more careful. We would only have help if we have enough friends and allies." What do you think China will or should do in response to the impending deployment of the THAAD system? Share your opinions on Twitter @VOAChina360 and on my Facebook profile, Michael.Lippin. as well as on YouTube at youtube.com/mlipin and on SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/voa-english. I also invite you to listen to this podcast on iTunes. Just do a search for VOA China 360 and subscribe. Before I go, I'd like to thank VOA intern Mingmin Xuan for her research for this report. That's it for me for this time. I'll be back next week with another VOA China 360. Hope you can join me then.